It's not often that the FBI puts on a happy face in public, but Milwaukee Acting Special Agent in Charge, G.B. Jones, did so at a news conference announcing the recovery of the violin.
Good afternoon, and thank you very much for coming here to celebrate with us the thrill of this victory.
Milwaukee Police Chief Ed Flynn also seemed in a good mood as he was asked about the condition of the recovered violin made in 1715 by Antonio Stradivari.
I think it looks pretty damn good for a 300-year-old. Doesn't look a day over 250, as far as I can tell.
Flynn was more serious as he described how information from one of the three suspects arrested Monday night led to a search of the dwelling where the violin was found, protected inside a suitcase. Flynn also suggests a major break in the case was being able to trace so-called taser confetti, or tiny bits left by the stun gun used 10 days ago during the robbery of the Milwaukee Symphony Orchestra concertmaster who performs with the Stradivarius. Flynn says based on the evidence so far, it looks like the theft was just a local job.
We have not as yet, working with our federal partners, developed any information that indicates there was some scheme involving nefarious third parties of shadowy, you know, art crime organizations. At this point, it appears we had a local criminal.
Flynn says one of the suspects had stolen an artwork in the 1990s and was caught when he tried to sell the item a few years later. Criminal charges against at least one of those in custody are expected tomorrow. Chuck Quirnbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.